Yo, what up with it?
Hello, how you doing?
Man, nothing but love, bro. Over here chilling, man, enjoying this beautiful day that God has blessed us both with. What's good with you?
Over here just enjoying life, enjoying this time off from every this madness and listening to music. You know how I do.
Yeah, most definitely, all the time getting into the vibes, you know what I'm saying? Well, once again, welcome back to the show, bro. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, it's just me and you tonight. Miss T couldn't make it, but we're gonna rock it and hold it down for her as well. First of all, I just want to say thanks for everybody for tapping in. Welcome back, everybody. You know, we back to doing it how we doing it when we doing it. But before we get the show tipped off, man, I just want to say, of course, we just passed the anniversary of Nipsey Hussle's death. So I most definitely want to say rest in peace to King Nip. You know what I'm saying? I can't believe, like, this is the
It's
longest
already,
year ever,
it's
bro.
been a year already.
It's been a year,
You know,
man.
crazy before you even said that, because I didn't even know it. I've been listening to Nipsey Hussle all night.
Wow, that's crazy. It's the energy. You know, one thing I say about this is spirit.
I'm on this song right now. I don't stress out.
Yes, my chest out.
Yeah. Stay
Hey,
loyal,
chest out.
you
Yeah, man, no doubt, man. I've been on, I know I knew, but I've been on Nip all day, man. You know what I'm saying? Blasting that realness and just really just breaking down his verbiage and everything, his words and everything, and just realizing how much game he was dropping in the music.
Most
And
definitely, most definitely.
because, like us, we came up from an era to where, the rappers had to be saying something. You
Yes.
know what I'm saying? Like, we just, a dope beat wasn't it.
Nope.
When we came up, it was a message. Because what a lot of people don't realize, when rap started, it was a message behind everything that people was doing. You
Yeah.
know, every I mean every song that was out, it was a message behind it. And now, see, like, so us are all us old heads, we come up, we expect that. So when we hear these songs that have no fucking message, no meaning at all, that drives us insane.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. But niggas like Nip, man, his music's gonna live forever. It's like on some Pac shit. You
Oh
know
yeah,
what I'm
most
saying?
definitely. I listen to Nipsey Hussle. He's been added to my playlist just as much as Tupac has.
Man.
And it's crazy because when he used to say that at first, when I first heard him say it, I kind of was like, what? But then after just really and like, and what's so bad about it, I embraced Nipsey Hussle before his death. So when he died and everybody started really bumping him, I was kind of upset because I felt like he's been spitting gold long time ago. He's been spitting jewels and you guys wasn't listening. And now you guys want to be on board with him after his tragic death. Like, you know what I mean? So I just kind of felt like when I first heard him say that, then I really listened to him before he died. I really got the, like, I thank God I listened to him as much as I did before he died because I
Me
could
too.
hate
Me
him.
too. I was feeling so great about that too, because I really connected with his music and shit and him personally, just
Yes.
be like before he died. And so I was just like, his mo music was so, I don't know, inspirational behind a lot of things that I did over the last year and a half. You know what I'm saying? Just the whole mindset of just going forward, just being independent and doing different things, and just being my own boss and doing different things, man. Just like that was a whole push behind it. And so,
I
with
would say
that
this
being,
in on something different, even though he didn't rap about what I'm getting ready to say, he influenced me to stay strong and keep it pushing, even though I wasn't looking or searching for what you guys were on. You know what I mean? Like, I can understand why he would influence you and why he would give you the power that he gave you through his words and his music, because you guys were literally like on, like, literally still to this day, right now, Nipsey Hussle is alive, you guys would be on the same plateau. It just will be he did music and you happen to have him. But other than that, you guys have done the same thing because he's done some underground things that you've done. You know what I mean? When it comes to things that are not music related. So you guys would be on the same plateau. Other than that, for me, it wasn't that. You know, I was listening to him when I was losing a family over 16 years and losing a wifey, losing love and losing a home and things of that nature. And I literally think that's crazy that we're talking about Nipsey Hussle, and that's the strength he gave me, because when we were talking earlier, we're talking about love, right. And you're getting ready to get on that.
Right.
And
it's a perfect segue.
And I just want to, I just kind of really want to bring that together so the audience would know that even though we're sitting here talking about Nipsey and we're giving him his just desserts, because believe me, the young king deserves it. Yeah, he's given this old king a lot of advice, a lot of wisdom through his music. But for him to give me a vibe of something different and what I was going through versus what you were going through, you and Nipsey were going through the same thing, exactly almost, and I wasn't, and his music was still giving me the strength to continue to fight.
Because bro, what you said is really dope, because what it was is that his whole shit just basically gave you, and that's what the energy to fight, but that was the point of it, is to make sure. One thing I heard the nigga say, man, is that when he was on one of his interviews and he was explaining about, he was like, it ain't never been no difference of what he did versus what other people doing. He's like, I just never quit. And yep. When I heard that shit, I was like, that's what it is. Because people, sometimes we don't realize we can reach by not fucking quitting. You know what I'm saying? He was like, I went through the emotions. I went through all that. And that's just something a nigga need to hear when you trying to do something great. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't understand, when you trying to do something just normal, it don't take a lot of energy to do it or a lot of motivation and inspiration to do that. But when you trying to do something great, you know, those little words sometimes push you to go so far. You know what I'm saying? And so that shit is love. And so, like you said, to segue into this, you know, like we were talking about earlier, you know, the whole situation is like, what? When you love something, you have passion behind it.
Yes.
I feel. When you love something, it ain't nothing you won't do for it.
Yes.
When you love something, you go to the ends of the earth to make sure it's happy.
Most definitely.
Satisfied.
Most definitely.
You make sure that you please it, whatever it is that you love.
Yes.
Whoever it is, right? Yes. And so that's what brought us to today's show. Like, what is love? You know, what's your love? You know what I mean? Like, to me, I feel like I just said, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, when you really have compassion behind something, you put the work behind it, you do what you got to do to make sure it's right. Period. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the bottom line. You know what I mean? But go ahead and explain that shit how you was telling me earlier. About what love means to you.
I feel like, well, okay, for one, let me give this to somebody who brought the idea up. His music, his name is Music Soul Child. He's a musician, R&B artist. Guy I listen to quite a bit. And he literally has a song about that. And after listening to it so many times, I was like, dang, he's right. He's so right. And what he was right about, and what I'm saying, is the fact that it's people always get mad at love.
Mm-hmm.
Trade me love. You did this to me, love. No, we betrayed love.
Mm.
Because guess what? Love never changes.
Right.
Love never stops. Love never says, you know what, Eitan? I'm not feeling you today. Because, I don't know, I'm just not feeling you. It doesn't do that. It's me who's doing that to love.
And how much work you willing to put behind it. Because, see, yes. I feel like you're right. But it's like an investment.
It is an investment. It's an investment in love. It's not an investment in just the other person. Because if you see, we have to understand, like, if our major goals with the other people we fall in love with is the same, which is love, right? So they should be following the same blueprint. Now, I get it. Love is complicated because I've been through some of those things and those circumstances. And believe me, I'm like, okay, this is crazy. But at the same time, I start analyzing after it's already been said and done, though. I analyze and I realize if I would have listened to Love more, maybe things wouldn't have been so way.
Yeah.
Maybe things wouldn't have been like, I ain't saying all the time. I'm not saying all the time, because guess what? Majority of the time, your decipher, what Love is trying to tell you, is something that you can't take. You can't penetrate. Like, you don't want it to penetrate your heart, because it hurts too much, because right. you fail to realize that love don't talk.
Right. You got to give so much and you feel like you ain't getting nothing back.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
And actually, you are, though. You know, you're getting everything back from love. You're just not getting everything back from that person.
Facts.
You know, and people.
I see what you said now. We confuse it too.
Mm-hmm.
We confuse a person that don't know how to use love or treat love or use it towards other people versus it being love.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the messenger. You shooting the messenger.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, I totally get it. But I think like everybody's description of it is different. You know, I think, is it wrong if you're with somebody and they love is material things and you provide that and that's what they love and that's what they, that's what they, what keeps them? Because everybody love is different. Is that wrong?
I would say this, right? For one, then, if we go to that aspect of it. See, there you go. If we go to that aspect of it, then no, they're not wrong. Actually, let's go to this. Let's go to this. Every individual person, if you love something, whether it came out to be caused negative ripples or positive ripples in people's lives and your life, guess what? It was still right because you were feeding love, right? Mm-hmm. But let's go ahead and throw this back a little bit deeper than that, because then if we start going off of that circumstance, then what I'm trying to tell you is that just follow love and be blinded. No, love is not blind. Love does have common sense. Love does have knowledge. So love is never at one point in time telling you, if you get in a situation with somebody else, to be stepped on and not considered equal.
I like that.
It's never telling you that. That's what you're getting out of it. And the reason why you're getting that out of it is because the fact that the world has tainted you to believe that, oh, I slept with somebody, so I have to make this work.
Or you spent so much time
with them. Basically, there we go. Let's go ahead and break down marriage. Let's go ahead and break down kids and all that to time, right? That's time. You put time in somebody. So, and when you feel like you've betrayed that, you automatically start betraying love, because love sometimes will already be giving you that warning sign. That's like when your motor starts really having a problem and your check engine light comes on, you ignore it. And you say, you know what? People tell me such and such. I research such and such. That's love. People didn't told you some shit. People didn't say some shit. Research some shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So you start going with that. So then guess what you do? You take that black sticker, you know, black electrical tape, and you cover that engine, check engine light like off. And totally shit, it don't exist
like
no more.
It's the gas light.
Yep.
That yellow light is supposed to be on, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, it's supposed to be giving you those, like, but you don't do that.
Yeah, you get used to that.
Yep, you get used to that sound, you get used to that behavior, you stop realizing. You stop feeling. There's a lot of things that take place in this whole fact that you're betraying love and what's so bad about it, you don't realize you are, because you're hearing the word for what it is. You say love. Love wouldn't want me to do that to nobody. Oh, okay. So you mean to tell me, and I ain't even gonna go to cheat. You know, I'm gonna be a little bit more complicated with the audience. You mean to tell me you married someone and love didn't tell you a long time ago that you guys are already probably about, say, a year, year and a half into this, maybe 2 years into this relationship. You doing your thug. You love this person. But for some reason or another, after a while, this person is not being responsible and mature when it comes to the finances of life. Damn, that's a big part. Olive is already telling you, bro, you don't realize so-and-so is broke all the time, but they say they working overtime and they got a good job and what's going on? Now, to the educated folks in the crowd, like myself and you, man, that person got a problem on some others. That means the other man is getting some money.
Right?
Or somebody is, even if it ain't the other man. So love would tell you that, but you know. You think you know better than love, baby. Love, you tripping. And love is, guess what? Guess who love is a lot of times? Love is, in my life, it would be you. It would be sis.
I appreciate that.
It would be the people. It would be the people. It would be the people in my life that knows for a fact what King Tip needs in his life to be productive, to continue on doing what he's supposed to be doing. That's love.
Regardless
of how painful it is to me. It may be painful to me, because guess what? You probably going to tell me like, hey, for real, what was you doing last night?
Right.
Huh? Ain't no huh. You came over straight tripping over something that had nothing to do with nothing because of this person over here. We already found out the core reason. And guess what I'm going to try to say? Love.
Right. And you know what, though? And see, that's the difference, because see, when somebody actually love you, they don't try to take advantage of you or abuse you, your kindness. You know what I'm saying? When you really genuinely love somebody, you try to help them. So that's when you create honesty and all that. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I feel like most important, love is unconditional. And if it ain't unconditional to me, I feel like it's nothing. Because
I would say that let's throw this out there too, because we have to. Love's unconditional, but also love has nothing to do with always being physically intimate with somebody.
Right.
It has to do with just like I love the shit out of you, bro.
No, I feel like,
what the hell they got to do with being intimate? Nah,
no, but see that.
I love the shit out of my nieces. Yeah. What the fuck does that got to be doing intimate? You know what I mean? We need to be on a level where we say love is love. I'm willing to, if my nieces are in harm, I'm willing to die for them because I love them. Because that's what love is. Love has nothing to do with just, oh, I'm going to get married and find the love of my life and somebody to, and caress me and hold me. That is the best thing on the planet. But if you don't understand what that is and the struggle people actually go through sometimes to actually be in those situations, then you need to, like right now in 2020, we are spoiled, because there's most relationships that are taking place today that would have never been accepted, you know, probably 20, 30 years ago.
Not today.
You know, when I'm 40 years old, and I know for a fact, when I started dating, even though I have nothing against my black women, I just happened to date interracial for some reason. Every from that point on, I started dating. Guess what? I didn't have problems because of it. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Because I'm not looking at them as a problem. It just happens to be, because why? Sometimes love is telling people, oh, you ain't got the love of your people. Right. You ain't got the love of your folks, your color, your skin tone. Like, it has nothing to do with that. It happened to be, that's what I fell in love with. Like, so when people understand, people need to realize that when I say love, like, yes, I'm talking about love in a relationship. I'm talking about love when it comes to it. But I'm talking about love in a level of you need to listen to what love is really saying to you. You know what I mean? Love is telling you something deeper than just getting your rocks off. It's telling you something more than just finding that next wife in your life are, and it shouldn't even be next wife. It should be the only wife. You know, we need to start, we need to change this up and make sure that the perspective of what this word love is and understand, let's stop blaming love because love ain't got nothing to do with it. It's us betraying love because love has already given us the answers. We just don't want to see it. We just don't want to realize it. We don't want to acknowledge it. We want to be, we want to act oblivious to it. Like it's not happening. Because why? We don't want to put the work in. We don't want to put the time in. We don't want to put the desire in. Because there is no desire. What is your desire? Everybody's like, oh shit, I love to rob banks. Did that, okay. The fuck does that mean? Nah, like, you know, just like if somebody else.
It's something that's too powerful to just be willy-nilly. You know what I'm saying? It can't
you
be.
Can't. But, you can't.
Day, it's just like, you know, right now in these times, you know, dealing with a lot of, trying to get as much family and shit that we can together, you know, going through so much that we're going through, it's just really make you just really focus on what's important. You know what I'm saying? And it really makes you look at how much are you investing into some of your relationships, you know, and that the people that you say that you love. You know what I'm saying? And when you look at that, it's bigger than just your relationship with your partner, you know, with your relationships with everybody. Because your happiness just dwells with just between you and your partner. You know what I'm saying?
It's so deeper. Like you said, it's so much deeper than that. And you know, just like I know, we're family. You're my brother. You're my brother. Our auntie right now is suffering from a stroke.
I heard about that.
And a lot of people in the family are feeling regret for not coming to see her and spend time with her.
At this point in time, it's only so much everybody can do.
I would say this, right? At this point in time, you're right. At this point in time, you're right about that part. You're right. But the people that do feel regret, that do feel some sort of like, oh, I wasn't there for her. Now, if you couldn't have been, I'm going to tell you like this. I know my auntie, she'd definitely be able to analyze. You can go handle your business. But the ones that wasn't doing that, I know my auntie. Mm-hmm. She gonna be like, you could have been over here hanging out and kicking it because you had nothing to do, you know. So if anyone out there that's listening that has loved ones and this is happening to them and they feel regret or remorse for certain things, you have to understand we must, while they're alive, take action now, especially if we have the time to. Because believe me, if I die today, I'm not going to be mad at the ones who were taking care of their business. But I may be mad at the ones who weren't taking care of their business and was not coming in
the
hangout.
The ones that had the time. And that's crazy. You know, no, it's crazy.
Yes.
That's why I really, realistically, we decided to do this show is because, you know, it's not just about always focusing on relationships, right? Because love, like we just said, is universal. You know what I mean? And I'm so glad you brought that point because, yes, we do have another aunt, unfortunately, that's going through some crazy situations health-wise. You know, we continue to pray for her. And I heard, you know, I ain't going to go too far in depth with it, but we got to stay strong as a family. You know what I'm saying? Because we do know what it is without letting, you know, going there. But, yeah, man, it's like love, dog. At the end of the day, people, what I hope everybody get with this show is just about giving people their roses while they're alive. You know what I'm saying? And I had to let you pretty much carry the workload of this show because, you know what I'm saying, just like emotionally and just like we was talking earlier, you know, like I told you, there's certain points of it I just can't speak on because, you know, it just hurt too much. You know what I'm saying? And it just touched too close to home, you know what I mean? And right now, I know for a fact with all this stuff that's been going on, I know what I've been doing is taking advantage and reaching out to a lot of loved ones and, you know, just putting aside all the BS and all the extra shit and just getting, at the end of the day, if you love me, you know what I'm saying? And it's just real talk, man. That's all I can really say, man, at this point, you know what I mean? At the, you know, we're just trying to It's just crazy, bro. But we're just trying to stay sane at the same time and keep it pushing, but also enjoy each other while we're here.
I would say this. Love, I know love is hard. And the reason why I say love is hard is because love will have you perform in ways you probably would have never guessed you would have done.
And even, you know what?
You know, when a loved one, when a loved one's sick, when a loved one's sick, you will stay by their side, even though you may not have the money and the time, but you will stay by their side. And I'm not saying this happens all the time, but I'm just saying that's what love is. That's a representation of love. It's about self-sacrifice. It's about listening to what it is. And self-sacrifice is about listening to what it is.
And also, shit, the biggest chunk is when you gotta, when you say self-sacrifice, when you feel like the love, some of your loved ones slighted you, you still deal with them on certain shit. You know what I'm saying? To be the bigger person. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot what I've been feeling like. I've been, regardless of everything, bro, that's what I've been feeling like I've been doing a lot more of. You know what I'm saying? Regardless if I squared it up with that person or if they feel like they didn't never apologize about certain situations, at the end of the day, I've just been trying to get my point across is that I love you and I'm going to be me and I'm going to make sure that you know that. You know what I mean? Regardless.
See? But see, that's love, though. That's what I'm saying. That's what love is. Love transcends you being intimate with a person, you getting married to a person, you getting in a relationship with a person. It transcends those things. And if you are wise enough to know that there's a lot of things that could take place that could make you still say, fuck you, but you still say, nigga, I don't give a fuck about that. I got too much love for your ass. I'm going to still love you with every fiber of my being. Now, that don't mean be foolish. That don't mean let somebody shit on you. That don't mean let somebody back over you with a car. That don't mean none of that shit. It just means be fucking smart, be wise, be intelligent, and understand that there's limitations to everything. And if you can, if you have to, you love a motherfucker from afar. You love them with a motherfucking sniper rifle. Boom, hey, get you with them love pellets. I'm done, nigga. I'm out.
You got to do that, especially with your loved ones. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately. But, you know, that's only when they – if you put yourself in a situation with some family members where they take more from you when you're trying to help them. You know what I mean? If they just hurt themselves, then it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? And it is – that's just the bottom line. You can't help a person that don't want to help themselves. But – at the same time, you know what I mean? If I love people that may not be on the same page, just pushing the same movement, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. You got to continue to move and do what you got to do, you know, and show people how to love and do it the right way. So, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, I feel like I hope what everybody understood is that love is unconditional. You know what I'm saying? And that if you have somebody that you've been wanting to reach out to, touch bases with, show them that love, touch bases with them, because it's important. Because we're not promised tomorrow. You know what I mean? And we go through a lot. And at the end of the day, we just don't know. So with that being said, man, I appreciate you tapping in, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you for having me, bro. I love you.
You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing about that. We do that shit. It's normal. Like, yeah. But it's real.
Oh, yeah. See, so, you know, I was talking about somebody that today. It is real because I do. I love you. And I want to make sure you know before I, like, my last breath is going to be like, hey, last breath I heard from that nigga. He said he loved me. You know what I mean? Because it was genuine. I do love you. And I want to make sure everybody I fuck with, no matter who they is, friends, family members, people I've grown close to, all in all, that's all in that bracket. I love you. You know what I mean? Because it's real talk. It's not no bullshit. I will ride for you. I will stand up for you. I will do whatever I can for you. You know what I mean? But no.
I'm just
you know what? That's true though, because I've let that happen.
Shit, Aaron. Nigga, I ain't say that. Then I ride. Nigga. That's the damn thing. Motherfucker, ready to go shoot a motherfucker. Let me use credit. Now, you can't use my credit, but I go shoot that motherfucker.
Hey, but my credit fucked up right now. You ain't trying to fuck with my credit. I checked my credit score recently. Hey. That shit is like 5 something. You fucked.
Hey, nigga, that ain't gonna go too far. Hey, but it's all love, though, man. We appreciate y'all tapping in, man, enjoying another episode, man. Like we said, fucking for the last 3 weeks, man, for all y'all that have loved ones out there, reach out to them, man. Show them their roses while they still breathing, man. Don't wait till they gone to do that. And until we get to the next one, anything you got to say?
Nope. Thank you for listening. Thank you, bro. I love you. Thank you for the listeners out there doing their thing and out here tapping in. Other than that, right, nope, then, I'm good. That,
man, we appreciate y'all. And once again, we talked about it. Until next time, we out. Yo, welcome back to the show, everybody. Yes, indeed. I'm glad everybody had a chance to tap in. I hope you enjoyed the show. You know, hope you enjoyed the songs and jams and playing. But before I talk about that, I want to just mention that so y'all, everybody that listening, tapping in, you guys get the picture. When we talking about listening to love, we talking about it's metaphorically spoken as like your heart. You know, it's listening to your heart. You know what I mean? But that's for those that didn't understand it. But much love to everybody that tapped in on some real, real, real talk. We appreciate it. But on another note, unfortunately, once again, my family took another L. Yes, indeed, we lost our beautiful, beloved Aunt Starlet. Yes, I believe my aunt was 60 years old, 60, 61. But, I mean, I know words can really express how I feel right now. And just how I'm feeling for the family, you know what I'm saying? All my fan bam out there, you know, keep your head up. You know, I don't even know what to say. You know, I've been tapping in with my brothers, and, you know, it's just crazy right now. I'm just in disbelief with all the stuff that we got going on. And just 2 weeks ago, we just lost somebody. So just pray for us, man. We're going through a lot as well as the rest of the world. But it's really difficult right now trying to bring people together during these circumstances and mourn. But one thing I will say about my aunt is that she knew how to enjoy herself. You know, one thing I learned from her is how to enjoy myself. I think I learned how to come together and bring people together for no reason. I think I mainly got that from people like my mother and my Aunt Starlet. Real talk, like we could just get together and just a couple of us and we'd turn it into something. You know, it was like always, no matter what the circumstances was, we was always trying to make it better. So I just want to say rest in peace, Annie, and we love you. And to all my listeners, I appreciate y'all tapping in. Continue to show your support. Continue to pray for the family. And until next time, we send y'all some more, you know, good jams and good vibes. But much love from Let's Talk About It. I'm out.